head when you look at me. You halfway see yourself and it got me thinking. If I'm the problem, well, you might be the reason. Try to grow our separate ways. We're back and forth like a swinging door, and tomorrow's like yesterday. Some days better than the night before, and you're back with me again. Then you go and tell your friends that I'm the problem. And your mess never do no wrong. If I'm so awful, then why'd you stick around this long? And if it's the whiskey, why you keep on pulling it off the shelf? You hate it when you look at me. You halfway see yourself and it got me thinking. If I'm the problem, well, you might be the reason. If I'm such a waste of breath, such a waste of time, why are you on your way to waste another Friday night? If I'm the problem, and your mess never do no wrong, if I'm so awful, then why'd you stick around this long? And if it's the whiskey, why'd you keep on pulling it off the shelf? You hate it when you look at me, you halfway see yourself, and it got me thinking, if I'm the problem, well, you might be the reason.
New Country 93.5.
Get thick, brewing shine in a still, growing smoke in the ditch. It's a different way of life, but it is what it is. Either poor when you die, or fire water rich. Call us backwards, or backwards. We got white lightning running through our veins, and we'll die trying to save our family name. Where the whippoorwills will, the coyotes cry way back. I didn't choose this life chose me. There's a copper line where my roots run deep. 5 generations of living like this. I'm a hand-me-down bootlegging son of a... We got white lightning running through our veins, and we'll die trying to save our family name. Where the whippoorwills will, the coyotes cry way back in the holler where the moon shines. Cause we got white lightning running through our veins, and we'll die trying to save our family name. Where the whippoorwills will, and them coyotes cry way back in the holler, in the holler, in the holler. We got white lightning running through our veins, and we'll die trying to save our family name. Where the whippoorwills will, and them coyotes cry way back.
What's up, guys? This is Dasha. New Country is your home for country in the city.
We had a plan. Move out of this town, baby. What? was to send. It's all we talked about lately. I packed a car, bring your guitar and Jane for smoking. First thing at dawn, we cue the songs and we get going. While you went home, waited on the porch for you, sat there alone all throughout the morning. Got a hunch down in my gut and snuck around the back. Empty cans and I'll be damned, your bags were never packed. Did your boots stop working? Did your truck break down? Did you burn through money? Did your ex find out? And there's a will and there's a way, and I'm damn sure you lost it. Didn't even say goodbye, just wish I knew what cost it. Was the whiskey flowing? Were you in a fight? Did the nurse come get you? What's your alibi? I made my way back to LA, and that's where you'll be forgotten.
Toronto's New Country, 93.5. Okay, time to raise a child in a village. It's going to take us all. Mm-hmm. Our buddy Derek, who listens to the show, contacted us. He's having issues with his wife and his kid.
I mean, she has a different parenting style than I think what Derek would like to have for his kids. And unfortunately, their one kid is becoming a bit of a tyrant. Yeah. So they're at an impasse and they're at a point where they need to make a decision on what they should be doing with this kid.
Well, I was only scared of the devil and her dad. So we parked somewhere we knew they'd never look. No, I never seen nothing like her playing with the flame of her mama's lighter. No, it wasn't very long before I was hooked. Spot in that first church parking lot, or hanging on to me like a cross on a rearview does. Her eyes were blue, the words were red on that half-pack of cigarettes. At 17, that's what hallelujah was. Life wasn't heavy in the back of that Chevy, me, her, and the Holy Ghost. Something about us, hell of a rush, falling in love, lighting up them holy smoke. We come running back, and we pick up where we left off the night before. She said, how pissed off would your mama be if we walked in there and you married me? Even if we never made it through them open doors. Heaven was a preacher's spot in that first church parking lot. Her hanging on to me like a cross on a rearview dump. Falling in love, lighting up them holy smoke.
felt like sinning. Jesus forgives, but I can't forget when. Heaven was a preacher's spot in that first church parking lot. Her hanging on to me like a cross on a refuse dump. The rising blue words were red on that FX cigarette.
Okay, Google, play New Country 93.5.
Sometimes a guy needs someone he can talk to, a good friend he can lean on when he's feeling down, someone he can argue with to both still get along, someone he can hang out with till the break of dawn. She's my drinking buddy. She's got tight blue jeans, long blonde hair, and she's a cowboy's dream. She can knock him back shot for shot like you've never seen. What's even better is a little bit later, I might just get lucky with my drinking buddy. Well, there ain't nothing wrong with those other kind of ladies. They sit there with their champagne, talking girly stuff. But my girl's just as likely to buy a round of three and tell a downright dirty joke. Sweet she can be. She's my drinking buddy. She's got tight blue jeans, long blonde hair, and she's a cowboy's dream. She can knock him back shot for shot like you've never seen. What's even better is a little bit later, I might just get lucky with my drinking buddy. Along about midnight, feeling right, well, she'll bat those eyes at me. Plant a big one on my lips and I'll know it's time to leave. With my drinking buddy, she's got tight blue jeans, long blonde hair, and she's a cowboy's dream. She can knock him back shot for shot like you've never seen. What's even better is a little bit later, I might just get lucky with my drinking buddy. She's got tight blue jeans, long blonde hair, and she's a cowboy's dream. She can knock him back shot for shot like you've never seen. What's even better is a little bit later, I might just get lucky with my drinking buddy. What's even better is a little bit later, I might just get lucky with my drinking buddy.
New Country 93.5. Thanks so much for taking the time and popping in, popping out, if you have to do that. And if you do and you miss something, listen, we have it all captured on a podcast for you, readily available wherever you grow your podcast.
Yeah, and really, it's company on demand. So whenever is more convenient for you to have a listen, that's where you can find the podcast.
I'm really interested on how you're going to decipher this little conundrum with our buddy Derek.
It's quite the conundrum. So he wrote in and he said, my wife likes to practice gentle parenting. So that's, you know, no punishments, just natural consequences. Let the kids figure it out on their own, that kind of thing. Derek says, lately though, our 5-year-old is a real tyrant, like temper tantrums, meltdowns. He's even just rude. Mm-hmm. After an especially tough night between my son and I told him the next morning that I didn't want to play with him because he was being bad and kind of nasty. My wife thinks I should let it go, but I think my kid, again, he's almost 5.
Yeah.
I think he should start learning that actions have consequences. Am I the jerk for going against my wife's parenting style?
Oh, man, this is tough.
Woo-hoo, yeah. Yikes.
One thing I maybe it would be helpful for Derek to approach his wife to say, hey, listen, what happens when he goes into school?
I was just thinking that. I don't think this is going to fly in a school environment.
Like we can either do what you want to do mm-hmm. and then let's see what happens with the school.
Yeah.
But then what?
Yeah.
Like then all we're doing is postponing this.
That's exactly it. Just putting it off until you need to deal with it.
And then how far does the kid go? Like, mm-hmm. I guess, you know, how long's a piece of string? I don't know.
Right, right.
But, you know, it could turn into now I'm pushing, now I'm shoving, now I'm biting, now I'm hitting.
Yes.
You know, all sorts of things could kind of roll out yeah. until he finds out that there are consequences.
There's always one biter in kindergarten, isn't there?
Yes, like
that
of course.
One kid
at least
that's
one kid
still biting kids.
Wants to bite you.
I mean, it's hate it when that happens.
It's like cage rules in there, man.
Yeah.
It's nuts.
This is so tough because I think when gentle parenting, like there's two sides of it in the sense that, yeah, you want your kid to learn for themselves. And that to me is sort of like, hey, if you touch a hot stove, you're going to burn yourself.
Yeah.
But it's a whole different ballgame when it comes to attitude and how your kid's treating other people
right.
and surviving in society, I guess. Like that's a whole different ball game, I think. Ball of wax that you have to kind of, I think, change your rules for a little bit.
And there's so many child psychologists, whether they're accredited or not, mm-hmm. on TikTok that will tell you, do not ever use the word no. No.
Right.
Raising a child with the word no. Yep. You're teaching your child that no is a bad word.
Right.
So don't use no. And I'm like, okay, so what do you do?
Yes, I think sometimes you gotta say no.
I think you gotta say no. You gotta say no. Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe that's wrong. Maybe today is you're not allowed to say no anymore.
Right. There's a lot of different parenting styles out there, and that's what makes it so difficult for people with kids.
Now, also, if the kid was easygoing,
yeah,
right, maybe this is a way to do it.
Sure.
But if the kid's being a little tyrant, then the kid's knowing, like, wait a second, I can get away with murder.
Yeah.
So why wouldn't I? Whew.
Ooh.
So, is Derek the Jerk?
She cut me loose and caught herself a somewhere wind. Haven't heard a word and haven't seen her since. She disappeared quicker than this double shot of gin. Cause everybody at the bar started asking,
how's your girl?
She ain't my girl.
Where's she been?
I ain't quite sure. Good question, no telling, but I'm betting she's probably in Texas. Amarillo, all I know, George Strait said it. Yeah, that's where all them exes go. Here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. I'm guessing, I reckon, she's probably in Texas. She's probably in Texas. She might be down in Georgia at her mama's for the week. Could be Carolina, California, something's telling me. She's somewhere in the Lone Star State with all the rest. Yeah, that one king song knows best. She's probably in Texas. Amarillo, all I know, George Strait said it. Yeah, that's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. I'm guessing, I reckon, she's probably in Texas. Sure. Good question, no telling, but I'm betting she's probably in Texas. Amarillo, all I know, George Strait said it. Yeah, that's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. I'm guessing, I reckon, she's probably in Texas. Texas. She's probably.
want country? You got it. The Casey Clark Show.
New Country.
93.5.
This world don't like the rambling kind. Keep your life inside the lines. Don't go past that trespass sign. Fear ain't good at letting loose, like heavy chains around your boots. Worrying's a waste of your time. So love till you're breathless and live kinda reckless. The world puts up fences, bust down the gate. Cause you can't rope the wall out of a Mustang. You can't tie an anchor to a freight train. Or you can't take the wind out of a hurricane till it's done. So baby, let your heart loose, dream it if you want to. Ride it like you're chasing the sun. Let your horses run. Run. Don't buy all the advertise. They polish up that kryptonite. Pretty soon you'll wonder why can't fly. So rattle the cages and rewrite the pages. Freedom's contagious. Yeah, that's the truth. Cause you can't rope the wall out of a Mustang. You can't tie an anchor to a freight train. Or you can't take the wind out of a hurricane till it's done. So baby, let your heart loose, dream it if you want to. Ride it like you're chasing the sun. Let your horses run. The wild out of a Mustang. You can't tie an anchor to a freight train. And you can't take the wind out of a hurricane till it's done. So baby, let your heart loose, dream it if you want to. Ride it like you're chasing the sun. Let your horses run.
A lot of Toronto workplaces proudly claim to be pet-friendly. Some even have mascots. But here at New Country, we went full farm and brought in everyone's favorite billionaire bovine, the interrupting cash cow. What she might lack in professionalism in the office environment, she more than makes up for with her social strategy. Bulldozing her way into songs and making it rain moolah. When you hear the interrupting cash cow cut into one of your favorite country songs, call 416-872-2935. For a sneak peek at what song she's grazing towards today, swing by newcountry935.com. The interrupting cash cow. Part cash, part cow, all chaos. New Country 93.5.
It's where you learn matters. At Blythe Academy, the average class size of 12 means every student has a seat at the front of the class. From grades 4 to 12, the small class sizes allow dedicated teachers to nurture each student's talents and goals. Join an upcoming campus event where you and your child can meet the principal, interact with students, and experience what it means to be a Blythe Academy student. 6 convenient campuses in the GTA. RSVP now at blytheacademy.ca.
Get ready for Can't Miss Fun when you visit Mississauga. With more music, more events, more food, including Discover Egypt, May 16th to 18th in Celebration Square, and Rev Up the Fun, May 24th and 25th, it's Carousauga across Mississauga. Plus, visit Mississauga for free family movie nights, farmers markets, food trucks, and more. All happening at Celebration Square in the heart of Mississauga. Don't miss out on all the fun. See the full calendar of events at visitmississauga.ca.
Experience innovation with the 2025 Nissan lineup at Woodbine Nissan. Drive the Sentra SV for just $85 a week with $1,499 down, plus a $1,200 My Choice bonus. Upgrade to the Rogue SV all-wheel drive with moonroof. Only $95 a week on a 30-month lease with $2,999 down and a $1,500 My Choice bonus. Or go City Smart with the Kicks S front-wheel drive. Just $8.50 a day with $2,899 down, plus a $1,200 My Choice bonus. Woodbine Nissan, where innovation ignites excitement.
At Mandarin, we know celebrations and food are meant to be enjoyed together. Whether it's a big event or everyday win, we're proud to help you celebrate life's special moments. With over 100 dishes to choose from on our award-winning buffet, your meal is uniquely yours. It's all so delicious, you can build your perfect plate. Whatever dish you bring back to the table, you can enjoy it together.
A celebration of taste, Mandarin.
Make your dish come true at Mandarin.
It's game day, so come on. It's time to play with Ontario's newest sportsbook, ComeOn.com. You thinking underdog?
Come on.
Maybe the hometown favorite?
Come on.
Hockey playoffs, it's all right here at ComeOn.com. Every team, every game, every series. All the way to the cup. Come on at ComeOn.com. Ontario only, must be 19 plus. Please play responsibly. What are you waiting for? Game on. Play on. Come on.
Walking on a Cloud presents Proudly Canadian, Perfectly Comfortable, featuring Lori Vella.
Canadians know the value of quality and comfort. At Walking on a Cloud, we carry top brands like New Balance, Birkenstock, Blundstone, Vessi, and FitFlop because the perfect pair of shoes makes all the difference. Fine footwear crafted for all-day comfort, long-lasting wear, and effortless style. Walking on a Cloud is proudly Canadian, family-owned and operated since 1959.
So your employment has been terminated. Hey, bad things happen to good people. So let's talk now and help make things better. We're Monkhouse Law. With our years of employment law experience, you'll know for sure that the termination pay they are offering is actually what you're entitled. If not, we'll help you get it. Let's review your package together, because not talking to us costs you thousands. Connect now at MonkhouseLaw.com. Monkhouse Law. This is where justice lives.
For over 57 years, Green Park Group has consistently built communities that people proudly call home. With over 84,000 units and counting, Green Park's excellence continues to rise to new heights. The next chapter of our legacy unfolds with stunning projects in Vaughan, King City, Georgina, Richmond Hill, Mississauga, and Oshawa. Inspiring the people who bring communities to life. Green Park is the people's builder. See for yourself at greenpark.com.
Get rewarded with the no annual fee PC MasterCard and get up to $750 back in points every year on everything that makes you, you. No limits, just rewards on your terms. Can your cashback card do that? Visit pcfinancial.ca for details and conditions.
Just set the field on fire, just cutting across the pasture. She'll have you falling for it all and then leave right after. And she got a cold heart, but she got a warm smile, cut from the same cloth. She kind of buck wild, a little bit angel, whole lot of outlaw. She's trouble, but I tell you right now, y'all long live cowgirls. Never gonna settle on down, girl. Leave you in a lonely ghost town. That I love the way them kisses taste like whiskey. How they wake up, take on off, and not even miss me. Leave this heartbroken, holding that smoking gun. I guess that's just the way them wild horses run. Let them run. Long live cowgirls, never gonna settle on down, girl. Leave you in a lonely ghost.
some good aim on a goodbye ride, but it's fine cause it's kind of my thing. Long live cowgirl. Yeah, long live cowgirl. Come on, cowgirl. Don't you wanna take me away? Never gonna settle on down, girls. Leave you in a lonely ghost town. World where the sun don't rise. Rodeo for one night. Love you like a Mustang. One hand on them giddy up ranks. Pouring your heart with some good aim on a goodbye ride. But it's fine cause it's kind of my thing. Long live cowgirls.
It's New Country, 93.5. If you just rolled in, our buddy Derek has a five-year-old, and he is trying to discipline the five-year-old. He's turning to be just a little monster. But mom's like, we don't use the word no around here.
Yeah, she's doing the whole gentle parenting, let the kid figure it out, let them make their own experiences kind of parenting, and it's just not really working for Derek, or the kid, apparently.
No, maybe the kid loves it, because he gets to rule the roost.
I mean, I would have loved that,
right,
for sure.
Okay, so how should Derek go about it? Coming up.
Man, what a hell of a year it's been. Keep on bluffing, but I just can't win. Drown my sons, but they learn to swim. Man, what a hell of a year it's been. Head in a bottle, put my heart in a case. Head's getting harder to act my age. Play a sad song on a tiny violin for the man at the bar confessing his sins. I need some good news. Send me sipping on cold truth. Nobody knows what I'm going through, but the devil ain't walking my shoes. Wish someone told me living this life would be lonely. Trying to get away from the old me. Still stuck singing these blues. All I really need is a little good news. Love keeps knocking, but I just stay home. I ain't picking no flowers from the seeds that I've sown. They say it gets darker when you're coming on doors. Still looking for the right at the end of my wrong. At the end of my wrongs, I need some good news. Send me sipping on cold truth. Nobody knows what I'm going through, but the devil ain't walking my shoes. Wish someone told me living this life would be lonely. Try to get away from the old me. Still stuck singing these blues. All I really need is a little good news. Sitting here sipping on cold truth. Nobody knows what I'm going through. Bet the devil wouldn't walk in my shoes. Wish someone told me living this life would be lonely. Trying to get away from the old me. Still stuck singing these blues. All I really need is a little good news. All I really need is a little. Something bring me back to the middle. All I really need is a little
goodness. Toronto's New Country, 93.5. If you just jumped into the show, we're helping out our buddy Derek. He's trying to convince his wife otherwise.
Yeah, because she has this whole gentle parenting style, you know, just let the kid figure it out, natural consequences. But Derek says that their five-year-old is becoming kind of nasty. Lots of temper tantrums, just yelling at him. And because of that, Derek has said no to him a couple times. Like, no, I don't want to play with you because you hurt my feelings or because you just had a meltdown.
Right.
I don't want to reward that bad behavior. So Derek's wondering if he's a jerk for basically going against his wife's parenting style.
Man, to not try to correct that behavior has got to be tough.
Right? Just like, to sit there and be like, this is fine. Okay. Yeah,
you know what
have
I mean?
Your meltdown. Throw a toy at me. That's, like, how do you not say no?
Man, his wife must be super relaxed.
I know.
You know?
That's totally
like, just so chill.
Yeah.
Right?
Just to be able to fight that urge to say no.
Like, mad respect out of the gate for that.
Yes.
As I can... Not only, I can't imagine when you have a five-year-old and they're going out of control and for you not to react.
Yeah.
That's a gift.
So I'm not a parent. I get it. Can you be a gentle parent and still say no?
There's ways.
There has to be.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, there's ways.
You don't have to set up these like really strict rules, but if something's going the wayside, you can try and reel that in, I would think.
You see it. Kindergarten teachers do it all the time.
All the time.
Right?
So, absolutely.
And that's the other thing. When this kid gets into the general public, you know.
Yikes.
Yeah, he's going to have a bit more tools in his belt.
Yeah.
Or he's not going to be able to interact.
He won't be able to cope.
No.
That's exactly it.
Tawny, what do you think here? What was your idea?
Well, every kid is different. So what works for one kid might not work for the other.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they need to take that into consideration. And I agree with what the dad is doing because that will happen at school. My son is in kindergarten. And if you're not nice to the kids, they're going to say, no, I don't want to play with you anymore. Now you have a sad little boy coming home because he can't make any friends at school. And these bad behaviors are best to nip in the bud sooner than later. So what works for one child may not work for another. Every kid is different.
But, Tawny, I don't want to use the word no. And I want my child to find their way on their own.
No.
Oh, okay.
There it is, eh? Hey, just no.
That's pretty easy, I guess.
You're the best. We appreciate you.
Thanks, guys. Have a fantastic day.
You too, Tawny.
Take
See
care.
You, bye.
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 Jack makes good whiskey. Red dirt makes good riding roads. Country makes good music for kicking up dust in a taillight glow. Dry wood makes good fires. Good years make good swings. All that's all good, but for me, God makes 5 foot nine. Oh, God
5'9", brown eyes in a sundress, loves Tim McGraw in a small town accent. Ain't no way to me in this truck made her fall in love. Jack makes good whiskey, but God makes the good stuff.
'Up, you're listening to the best country on New Country.
If I was your drink, I'd get you buzzing and remembering things, thinking about us. And girl, if I was your radio, I'd play our song every hour on the hour all night long. If I was your church, I would preach on forgiveness. If I was your phone, I'd call me out the blue. If I was your town, I'd be nothing but red lights, turning them tails into headlights. But girl, if I were you, I'd pedal down that Mustang and I'd never look back. Pour gasoline on everything and strike that match. Get a cover-up tattoo, put me in that river. If I could go back, I swear to God I'd do it different than that. Turns out your mama was right, yeah, you can do better, and it's gonna haunt me forever. But girl, if I were you, I'd pedal down that Mustang and I'd never look back. Pour gasoline on everything and strike that match. Get a cover-up tattoo, put me in that review. Yeah, girl, if I were you,
Casey Clark Show.
Thanks to Monte Carlo Inns, proudly Canadian, with locations throughout southern Ontario. Visit MonteCarloInns.com.
Take it for a test drive and pre-order your own today. Details at toyotaonthepark.ca or 1077 Leslie Street, just north of Eglinton. It's time to Toyota at Toyota on the Park.
The no annual fee PC MasterCard gets you at least 1% back in points on every purchase. With unlimited earning potential and no catches, get rewarded on all the things that make you, you. Can your cashback card do that? Visit pcfinancial.ca for details and conditions.
Warm weather is finally here. This summer, we invite you to explore Canada on your new Sea-Doo or Can-Am model. Hi, I'm Jean-Luc Lemire from Energy Power Sports. Sea-Doos are all on sale with financing starting at 0% and Can-Am side-by-sides with rebates of up to $5,000 off. You prefer to keep it on road? How about Can-Am Rikers starting at $8,999 plus tax and license or financing starting at 1.99%? Visit us at Energy Power Sports in Oakville today and let us help you find your new ride.
Lost your job? Don't sign any agreement until you call Kornbloom Law at 905-LOST-JOB. Make sure you get what you're owed. Call 905-LOST-JOB today and book a free consultation. Don't sign anything until you do, even if it appears to meet the company's legal obligations. Kornbloom Law will review your case for free, and we don't get paid unless you get paid. Call 905-LOST-JOB now. Kornbloom Law, online at lostjob.ca.
Legend has foretold of a smoothie so delicious and refreshing that it could quench the thirst of a fire-breathing dragon.
But it's also a great pick-me-up after a workout. The new Dragon Slayer Smoothie from Booster Juice, a legendary blend of dragon fruit and mangoes destined to be your next obsession. Try it today along with the new Dragon Booster Ball and the Pink Dragon Booster Mixer.
Three epic menu items to conquer your cravings. Booster Juice, Canadian-born, blending since 1999.
When you sit down to play with Bodog.net, you won't even need a seat. Just the edge of it. That's all you need to live every fiery bonus round of our new slot game, Crystals on Fire. Light up your gameplay with every dazzling reward. Feel the thrill of collecting every crystal, sparkling jackpots, and setting the stage for every explosive win. Live sports odds, poker tips, and free-to-play casino games. Bodog.net. Make a play.
Mark's Mega Sale is on now. Until May 14th, save up to 60% on a wide selection of styles perfect for spring, including all regular-priced Wind River graphic tees and hoodies. Save 60% on now at Mark's and Mark's.com.
You're listening to New Country 93.5, CFXJ-FM.
Yeah!
A Stingray radio station.
You like country? You're in the right place.
Some people say we're herb-obsessed. And you know what? They're right. Hi, I'm Caitlin from St. Francis Herb Farm. Before we grew into Canada's largest organic producer of herbal remedies, our passion was helping our family and friends. And our herbal products work so well, why not help every Canadian family? From allergy relief and sleep support to immune support and more, as nature intended. Find us at your favorite local health food store and at stfrancisherbfarm.com. It's healthy living from the ground up.
Ready to trade screen time for sunshine? Virginia is calling. From epic road trips along the Blue Ridge Parkway to chill beach days in Virginia Beach. And yes, we've got wine trails, music festivals, and hiking for days. Virginia loves Canada and loves Canadians. Invite your friends, enjoy the ride, and come feel the love. Visit Virginia, where your next adventure begins. Plan your trip at virginia.org/Canada.
Hey, how you been? I ain't seen you since last summer. I'm doing good as I look. Have you heard from her? I heard she took a new job out in Colorado. She's moving out there in a couple weeks from tomorrow. I bet she won't, but if she asks if I'm back on my feet, you didn't hear it from me, but my coffee's full of whiskey, my bed's been staying empty. Odds are 50-50 if I call her tonight. Every song I hear's about her, I'm losing it without her. I ain't slept an hour the last 3 nights. You can tell. My coffee's full of whiskey, my bed's been staying empty. Odds are 50-50 if I call her tonight. Every song I hear's about her, no, I can't live without her. I ain't slept an hour the last 3 nights. You can tell her all my friends are getting worried about me. Tell her I ain't over her, so word on the street. Moving on, I'm nowhere near it, but you didn't hear it from me. No, you didn't hear it from me. You didn't hear it from me. You didn't hear it from me.
Stuck in gridlock on the Gardener? Try this. Windows down, radio up. Now you're still stuck, but feel better. Yeah, that's what I thought. We're Toronto's new country, 93.5.
Up in your head instead of hitting the clouds. Just a bit of rain got you feeling like you're drowning. Don't worry, brother, I got you covered. It's just one boot in front of the other. 'Cause I'm only 2 rows down, so come on by, you know I'll be around. Let's make it right when the world gets you down and you just need a break. What you say? I'm only one beat away.
Country 93.5. So if you just popped in, we were talking about Derek and his issue he's having with his five-year-old and his wife.
Right, because his wife's doing the whole gentle parenting, almost like a hands-off approach with their kid, and their five-year-old is just becoming a tyrant. So Derek's like, you know what, I've had to kind of punish him or say no to him or let him know that actions have consequences, but I'm really going against my wife's parenting style, so is that a bad thing?
Yeah, it's an awful thing to do. It's an awful thing when you don't have cohesiveness between parents and bringing littles up.
Yeah.
Like, that's the worst.
I remember growing up, my dad would sometimes come in. My mom would be yelling at me about some teenage thing I was doing. And my dad would come in. He wouldn't even know what I did wrong, but he would just support my mother.
Yeah.
And at the time, I was like, Dad, you don't even know what's going on. I was mad about it. But in hindsight, I'm like, you know, good for him. A united front.
Yeah.
Like, that's what you want.
Absolutely.
But I also understand it's tough when you both just have different ideologies on what's as far as parenting goes.
And Derek's wife must be the most laid back human on the planet.
So chill.
When you have a 5-year old losing their lid and you're like, well, I think he'll find his way. Yeah. Are you nuts?
He'll figure it out.
Like, he's tearing the place apart. Like,
yikes.
Wow. Like, you know what? Like, she's super chill.
Yeah, she must be.
Yeah, but you need to work that out because little's going to go into the, you know, the general public.
Right. Gen pop.
Yeah. And then, then what happens, right? I think you're asking for a whole host of problems here. Emily, you have the last word. What do you think?
I think that parents should say no more because, you know, my mom never spanked me, never hit me. Like, she never had to. But she would get angry with me, and I was scared when she would yell.
Yeah, she would set boundaries.
Exactly. I respected my mother, and her and I, we are best friends. Like, I call my mom every day. I FaceTime her at least once a day, and we live in the same city.
Aww.
Get out.
I agree with that, too. My mom was kind of harsh with me, but, like, never... She never crossed that line, so I respected her, and her and I are besties now, too. Yeah.
Exactly. And, you know, I turned out to be a really great kid growing up. I never threw tantrums. I never was a bratty kid. I just didn't do that because my mom set a boundary with me, and that was that.
Oh, I was still a bratty kid.
Well, I'll just say that Linda, my mom, single mom of six kids, she ran the house like it was a prison. So, yeah, you didn't go against Linda, that's
for sure.
She
was the warden.
Oh my gosh. No. You know, that would get you extra time in the hole.
Girl, when you called it quits, you could have done it right. Can't hit that corner.
Country comes from everywhere, from Tennessee to Toronto. The New Country loves all of it.
A little bit of chicken fried and cold beer on a Friday night. The last thing that I thought I'd lose, all I ever wanted was to be loved by you. We don't have to go home, we can leave the night on. We can leave the night on.
We're New Country 93.5.
Gave us that hilltop place to park, gave us them girls that stole her hearts, gave us them books up on the wall, the way we live and the way we talk. Gave us state that senior year, them country stores to buy that beer, a place to go nobody knows, where you take it in and you take it slow, like that river rolls where that green grass grows. I can't explain it, oh, it's something, ain't it? Yeah, we sure paint it. The corn grows through good water that can wash away our sins. Good times and some damn good friends. Whole lot of not too much to do. All the time in the world to do it. Every bit of that down home dirt was heaven on earth and we never knew it. Yeah, we sure painted it up. Tore down and mowed two lane roads. We either stole every sign or left them in bullet holes. It wasn't nowhere as bad as we all said. I can't explain it, oh, it's something, ain't it? Yeah, we sure painted it up, tore down and mowed two lane roads. We either stole every sign or left them in bullet holes. It wasn't nowhere as bad as we all said that it was. Yeah, looking back at it now, this town's been too good to us. Race held on the weekends, yeah, man, what were we thinking when we said?
It's the Casey Clark Show.
New Country.
New Country. 93.5.
The double you're drinking. Why not take a shot on me?
Saw those eyes coming through the door. Bluer than an ice cold can of course. That payback drift. Paint it on like till somebody must have done you wrong. When you sat down, said whatever you're having, I'll have the same. I said, how about we get to forgetting about what's his name? He ain't worth the double you're drinking, leaving you single. What was he thinking? Misery loves company, so why not take a shot on me? If you're in this bar cause you broke your heart, baby, it ain't hard to see that he ain't worth the double you're drinking. Why not take a shot on me? Your tequila glass keeps getting closer to mine. There's a green light glowing in your neon eyes. Our next round bitch, some 1-2 stepping with a guy like me is what you need tonight. He ain't worth the double you're drinking, leaving you single. What was he thinking? Misery loves company, so why not take a shot on me? If you
Let's have a night, forget that guy. Baby, take a shot on me. Yeah, I wanna take a shot on me. He ain't worth the double you're drinking. Leaving you single, what was he thinking? Misery loves company, so why not take a shot on me? If you're in this bar cause you broke your heart, baby, it ain't hard to see that he ain't worth the double you're drinking. Why not take a shot on me? If he ain't worth the double you're drinking, why not take a shot on me? Why not take a shot on me? Why not take a shot on me?
Toronto's New Country, 93.5. Do you trust your neighbors? According to this survey, chances are you don't. Only 44% of people polled said, yes, we trust our neighbors.
Yeah, and I think it all really depends on what trust means to you. Like, how much do you actually let these people in that you so-called trust?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I agree.
Yeah.
Because there's, I'm looking over to the side of my street where there's one neighbor that I'm not too sure about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You're going to have to get the binoculars out and watch them a little
I'm gonna
more closely.
Yeah, I'm going to be walking back and forth up and down the block a couple of times just to suss it out.
Yeah, you've got your eyes on them, hey?
Yeah, I'm pretty busy today.
Are you?
Yeah. Do you trust your neighbor coming up?
I was out with the boys catching up in a neon light. Didn't know till we walked in, it was karaoke night. She was in a circle of girls chasing a shot with a line. She was laughing, they were daring her to get on the mic. One of them walked up and turned in her name. Next thing I knew, man, she was up on the stage singing, it's Carolina, tails California, maybe she'd fall for a boy from South Georgia. She's got the bar in the palm of her hand. She's a 90s country fan, like I am. Hey, I got a Chevy, she can flip a quarter. I'd drive her anywhere from here to California when this song is over. I